Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me. Pope Benedict is making pilgrimages to Marian shrines this September, beginning with this first weekend, when he'll be welcomed in one of Italy's most well-known Marian shrines. I'm sure you'll have heard of it. It's Loreto, where thousands of young people have already gathered to welcome him. Emma McCarthy reports.
The Holy Father's two-day pilgrimage to the Holy House of Loreto marks the annual national gathering of Italian youth.
Cari amici, vi attendo numerosi a Loreto.
In his Angelus address on October 29th, Pope Benedict XVI himself announced his participation in the meeting, and since then has made numerous reference to it in his meetings and discourses with Italian church representatives, underlining its importance. He even composed a special prayer for the success of the Agora and has highlighted it as a mode of preparation for Sydney 2008.
Maria, Madre del Sì, tu hai ascoltato Gesù e conosci il timbro della sua voce e il battito del suo cuore.
Loreto has been a place of pilgrimage since medieval times. In the course of its history, the sanctuary of the Holy House has seen saints, humble pilgrims and popes, one memorable visit being made by John the 23rd on the vigil of the Second Vatican Council. Another was that of Europe Hope Gathering of European Youth in 1995, when together with the then Pope John Paul II, a crowd of thousands of young men and women stretched out across the Loreto Plain, beginning their journey towards the Jubilee year of 2000. Since then, the shrine overlooking the Adriatic Sea has become a spiritual centre for pilgrimages and encounters, particularly among young people. In a 1993 letter, John Paul II wrote, Loreto is the first sanctuary of international note dedicated to the Virgin. It is the true Marian heart of Christianity. Pope Benedict XVI is also particularly devoted to the Holy House. Although this is his first visit as St. Peter's successor, it is not the first time he has paid homage to the statue of the Blessed Virgin custodied in the Holy House. As a Vatican Curia Cardinal, he has made 7 pilgrimages to Loreto, mostly of a personal nature.
It's one of the few places that I really felt like I was paralysed by the sacred.
Artist and fine arts professor Breda Ennis is in Loreto, speaking with her ahead of Pope Benedict's arrival. I asked her to bring us an ornamental tour of one of her favourite places of pilgrimage.
When you come to Loreto for the first time, you think, goodness, is this small? It's a very small town. And then suddenly you come into this square. And then in front of you have this wonderful church enclosing this shrine. When you walk into this basilica, you get the shivers going up your spine if they happen to be playing the organ, because the acoustics are incredible. And so you just tiptoe right up to the top where the altar is. And right behind the altar, you find this magnificent casing around the little miraculous house of the Madonna, which is right in the middle of it. Then you walk into the house, you just walk up a ramp and walk in, and you're suddenly shocked because the contrast from between the inside and the outside is so incredible that you think you have changed centuries and maybe even millenniums in a sense, because you walk in and you just see this nude stone darkened over the years. And on the altar you have the statue of the Madonna and Child.
But Saturday's gathering is far from personal. Hundreds of thousands of young people have been camped out on the foothills of the Montorso Plain since early this week, which lies directly below the shrine. Many have walked across the peninsula along the ancient Via Laurentina pilgrims route, which links Rome and Loreto. Among them, 72 young people who will receive a missionary mandate from the Pope himself.
But I get the feeling when I look at these young people, they all seem to be very focused. They're very focused because they're listening to the messages given to them by Pope Benedict. And he has a massive listening audience in young people, because he's helping them discover what the sacred is all about and also to rediscover the religion. And also by his openness towards the young people, everything is homing in on Loreto. This lovely energy is moving in. I just met a group of young people going down the street singing, so they're all getting revved up. You know, you can feel the excitement. This incredible energy, this marvelous, beautiful sense of the sacred.
On Saturday, they will be joined by Pope Benedict XVI for an evening of discourse, reflection and prayer. All night long, they will hold vigil before the Holy House until Sunday morning's celebration of Mass presided over by the Pope, during which those 300,000 young men and women will renew their baptismal mandate to be Christ's witnesses throughout the world. I'm Ema McCarthy.
Our thanks there to Ema McCarthy, who spoke to Professor Breda Ennis, who's currently in Loreto. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.